It's time for us to sit down once again with RNIB's Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Another weekly update from Matt on some of the big stories from the charity. Let's start off, first of all, with news around education.
It's 15 months ago now we launched the curriculum framework for visual impairment for children with visual impairment, and in essence working with the likes of the University of Birmingham and others. You know, we've been training literally thousands of teachers to understand how to use the framework to give visually impaired kids in the classroom the best chance of, you know, equal sort of learning opportunities and attainment with sighted kids. So that's been a really good 15 months. One of the things we have realised all along was how this was a sort of voluntary participation. And so now we're trying to ratchet up the ante a bit on this, calling on political leaders to ensure this is now becomes mandatory training for all teachers. And we put a report out, it's called Unlocking Education for All, and it calls on the governments in Westminster and across the devolved nations to endorse and recognise the framework in national policy guidance across the UK. So really move it on from being, you know, a voluntary thing that's drawn down to being something that's much more sort of forced into the process. So pleased we're doing that.
So looking to further reduce that education attainment gap between blind and partially sighted students and their sighted peers, yeah, as well.
That's right. And we know that stands at about 40% at the moment, which is a terrible statistic. Any gap would be too much, but 40% is just, you know, almost beyond comprehension. And there's all sorts of reasons for it, I know, but one of them is teachers having the appropriate support in class to give visually impaired kids every chance and as much right to access the education on offer as sighted kids. But it's not just about education, clearly. It's about people moving through education, attaining, achieving to their best and setting themselves up for therefore much better life chances thereafter. So, you know, this is a critical period in everyone's lives, and there's no reason why visually impaired kids should be so worse off than sighted kids.
Let's move from education to health now. Now, RNIB has been working for many years now, looking to get or make sure that blind and partially sighted people get all kinds of medical information in their own preferred formats. It's called My Info, My Way. You've got some news, though, from Wales on this.
We've got a Welsh version of this, which is called Make It Make Sense, which is work done locally with the Welsh Government and NHS Wales to make information available in an accessible format. And in Wales, you know, there's a bilingual aspect clearly here as well. Crucially, you know, the good news with the team in Wales, and we have great relations into the Senedd in Wales, is we've got good cross-government commitment to tackling this issue. And the Minister for Social Justice is very much on side and joined us at our recent Festival of Volunteering on the 8th of June, confirming how much of a priority this is for her.
And we're not just talking about, you know, leaflets and information on health and keeping well. You know, we're talking about people getting doctor's letters, hospital appointments, test results in a format that they can read for privacy and just being able to access these themselves and, you know, not miss appointments.
It's exactly that. And it's a quantitative thing, which is about, you know, accessing information to make sure you turn up at the right time in the right place for the right appointment and you don't miss things because you just haven't realised that you've been communicated to. And then I think a really critical point is the qualitative bit about understanding the clinical process you're going through. You know, you know, often you might be presented with choices over different courses of treatments and you need to understand what those options are, what the potential implications are. You know, you need to have agency in that decision. You know, it sounds very straightforward, doesn't it? Accessible communications, of course, comms are accessible, but they're not. And actually, it causes a lot of angst, it causes a lot of inefficiency, and critically, it causes people to be lacking knowledge when it comes to critical clinical decisions.
And we're talking about education, we've spoken about health, and, you know, a lot of that, from RNIB's point of view, requires a lot of cross-party, cross-political work as well. And you've been to a Labour Party event recently.
We're politically agnostic, you know, we're trying to push the agenda for blind and partially sighted people across the whole country, across the whole devolved nations. You know, as I just said, we're working with all sorts of local bodies in Wales and Scotland, Northern Ireland. It's all subtly different to England. We're working in Westminster, and we just have to have good relationships with all the people that we need to have good relationships with. And obviously that includes the main political parties. So particularly when you're looking at a run into a general election, probably the end of next year, as parties are looking to formulate policy and sort of get their act together on what they want to do when they might be in forming the next government. And, you know, we need to be in the rooms trying to shape their thinking and influence their thinking. So I think it was interesting that the Labour, some of the Labour Lords and various other members of the party organised an event in the House of Lords for a variety of civil society sort of leaders, largely from homelessness and poverty. We were invited along to sort of bring a disability perspective. And it was a chance to talk to a number of Lords. It was hosted by Lady Smith of Basildon, Angela Smith, who's Labour leader in the Lords, as well as a variety of staff from the Labour Party. So, yeah, useful evening for me to attend and continue to build some relationships in the Labour Party, which, you know, we will be using to try and get our views across as politics sort of gears up for an election in probably 15, 18 months' time.
Going to be an interesting time. I'm going to finish off, Matt, with a little bit about the RNIB helpline. We'll, of course, give contact details as well. But more news to help asylum seekers and refugees as well with sight loss.
Again, it's one of the jewels in the crown of the RNIB that we have a helpline largely based in Peterborough that can cope with a very, very high volume of calls. It is the national helpline, really, for blind and partially sighted people looking for advice on pretty much anything. And we've invested a lot in people and in technology to enable us to manage those contacts with people much better. And, you know, it was inundated with calls through COVID, for example, where we extended hours and did everything we could to cope with the demand. So that resource we're now using with our partner charities in the visually impaired sector to support refugees and asylum seekers. Whatever your views on immigration, you know, clearly we have a number of people coming to the country who need support and help. And many of those might be visually impaired, and we need to do what we can to support those people. I'm delighted that we've worked on a plan that means we've got a number of interpreters on hand, you know, clearly with a variety of languages available. And from an RNIB perspective, I'm just really pleased we've got the resource with the helpline that we can use. Our helpline number is 0303 123 9999. And if anyone's got any aware of any refugees, any asylum seekers out there who need help, please get them to phone that number, and you know, we'll be delighted to help.
Yeah, please do. You can also use your Amazon Echo device. Just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline, or have a look at the website rnib.org.uk. Out of time once again, Matt. We'll catch up with you again next week. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Alan, thank you. Another full week on RNIB, but I think, you know, quite a lot of important stuff happening at the moment, and delighted to be able to talk to you about it.